There were 132 mumps cases reported to the Health Protection Surveillance Centre here last week. The HSE is warning schools, colleges and universities about the outbreak. Dr. Kevin Kelleher is the HSE's Assistant National Director for Public Health. He's on the line now. Very good morning, Dr. Kelleher. Thank you for
good
talking
morning.
To us this morning. What are your concerns in relation to this? Can we describe it as an outbreak?
This has been going on now for the best part of 15, 18 months, but it was there. We were seeing small enough outbreaks around the country in the latter part of 2018. But then towards the end of last year, we started seeing really quite widespread cases of mumps all over the country, a bit centred in Dublin, but really all over the country. And again, it's happened this year as well. It's a consequence of the fact that a large portion of our 15 to 30-year-olds have not got a full protection against mumps from the MMR vaccine,
mm-hmm.
because not all of them having the vaccine or only having one dose. You need to have at least two doses to protect yourself properly.
And these are often described as the Wakefield cohort because of that controversy some years ago centering on Andrew Wakefield.
Yes, because if you look, we give our first dose at just over a year and our second dose at just going into starting in national school at junior infants.
Mm-hmm.
If you look, our uptake back in 2002-03 dipped down to 70%, and in some parts of the country even down to 50%. So it was really, there's a very large group of people who have not necessarily got the full coverage against.
All right, so the warning is particularly to schools, colleges, universities. What are you saying to them and the students and pupils who attend?
We're asking and we've asked through a variety of medium. We've been to the colleges asking us to talk. We've spoken to the USI, who are getting very involved. We've communicated with GPs, and we're doing this general communication. We're asking that people check on their status. If they're not sure at all, just have a vaccine before you go back to college. You really do need to make sure before they go back to college that they've got the vaccine done. What we're really trying to do is to try and to ensure that this doesn't carry on to the point where it will start to affect students' performance, particularly around the time of exams later mm-hmm. in the year.
All right. So they can vaccinate against it at this stage, and
and we're hoping they do that before they go back to college.
All right. We'll leave it there. Dr. Kevin Kelleher from the HSE, thanks so much for that. It's